Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Would you lift up your right hand and just ask the Lord to speak to you this morning? Lift your hands. Speak to me this morning. Speak to me, Lord, this morning. Every hour I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh I need. Every hour I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee every hour, most great. Precious love, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. Oh, I need you, I need you. I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, oh I need thee. Bless me now, I say, I come to Father, we need you. We need you. Above everything, above everyone, we need you. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Someone say a loud amen. Someone say a louder amen. Emotional diseases 4 is what we are discussing today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. We began last Sunday to look at these diseases that did not primarily affect the body, but from the mind. Eventually, it can outflow to the body. We saw fear first, and then low self-esteem, things that make you feel lower than others. We saw worry and anxiety, and then rejection. In the last service, we saw hopelessness, where people can't see a future. I want you to go through the services you did not attend. The sixth one we are dealing with today is titled depression. It's an emotional disease that also translates into a mental disease in extreme cases. Depression. What is depression all about? The Oxford defines it as prolonged feelings of despondency or sadness. Prolonged feelings of despondency or sadness. When your feeling of despondency is prolonged, sadness prolonged, I define it number two. I define depression as protracted scarcity or shortage of joy. When it is protracted, joy is scarce, excitement is scarce. If I'm to use the medical word, I'll call it a chronic scarcity or a chronic deficiency of joy and excitement. When that is a situation, we are talking about depression. And depression must never be allowed in the life of a person. Why is depression so dangerous? Depression, first of all, deprives you of passion. Depression deprives of passion. Negative effects of depression, deprives of passion. People wake up tired, sleep tired. They have nothing to pursue. Number two, depression deprives of inspiration. Most times a depressed person is empty of ideas. He allowed himself or herself to be told depressed. He can't think straight. No idea. Depression deprives of inspiration. It deprives of passion. It deprives of inspiration. Number three, depression deprives of action. It deprives
A person of energy. A person without depression walk with springs under his feet. But depression deprives of action. The right actions can't be taken where there is depression. Number four, depression is the foundation for oppression. When a person is depressed, he can easily be oppressed. Depression deprives is the foundation for oppression. And finally, there will be more, but I'll stop here. Depression guarantees stagnation. Whatever weighs you down, ties you down. Anything that weighs you down, ties you down. Depression guarantees stagnation. To feel low is to fly low. To be weighed down is to be tied down. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. You know that weight is the enemy of speed. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. I stand here today by the mantle of God upon my life to take authority over the spirit of depression. Every spirit and spell of depression and sadness and sorrow, I declare it destroyed now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What are the roots of depression? Number one. Failed dreams, visions, or expectations. Either as a solitary experience or repeated occurrence. Failed dreams, visions, or expectations. Either as a solitary experience or as a repeated occurrence. What's the meaning of that? When a person has a dream, a vision, an expectation that fails to manifest, either that happened once and that can be an acute depression, or it happens all the time. I have a dream that never comes to pass, or a vision that never comes to pass, or an expectation. It might be spiritual. It might be financial. It might be career. It might be marital. It can lead to depression. Side by side with these are situations of delay. Situations of delay on met goals. Can lead to depression. The enemy can pass through them to bring depression. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 21 to 23. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 21 to 23. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision is failing? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. This is God speaking directly to somebody. Everyone who is a victim of vision failure, the last failure shall be the last forever. Everyone who is a victim of dream failure, Or failure of expectation, the last one shall be the last forever. If you are saying amen, shout amen like a believer. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. my visions and my dreams must come to pass. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17 and 18. 23, 17 and 18. He said, let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and an expectation shall not be cut short. There is an end of frustration. There is an end to stagnation. There is an end to delay. There is an end to what appears not to be coming to pass. I am anointed to announce to somebody here, the end of that delay has just arrived. The end of that frustration has just arrived. The end of unanswered prayer has just arrived. If you believe, shout the loudest, amen. Look at somebody by your side. Say, there is an end, there is an end, there is an end. There is an end. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. When things that I do not understand try to stare at me right in the face, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you. For I know, Lord, you always know what to do. Second verse. When my heart seems to be overwhelmed, that by things that seem beyond my control, because it's not everything that is within your control, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you. Hey! For I know, Lord, all things are in your control, are under your control. Third verse. When men are cast down all around me, and fear seems to be on every side, like they say, the terrorism fear, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you. For I know, Lord, you will make a difference for me. Woo! I'll put my faith.
No.
fire cast down. And fear seems to be on every side. Somebody's message for today. That song is the reason why someone came to church today. Give him a big clap of hand as you take your seat. What is the root of depression? Number two, negative, hurtful, or disappointing situations or experiences. Depression can come from negative, hurtful, or disappointing situations or experiences. Loss of a job, loss of an opportunity, loss of a loved one. The enemy can pass through that to establish depression. Negative, hurtful, disappointing situations or experiences. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." That is what to do with negative situations. What is the root of depression? Number three, depression can come, number three, from situations of effort without commensurate effect. Impute without commensurate outcome. Effort without effect. Impute without outcome. Labor without commensurate reward. Effort without commensurate effect. Impute without commensurate outcome. Labor without commensurate reward. Just doing everything I know to do and nothing is coming out of it. In every context. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, however, said, "Be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. But today I announce to somebody, every season of labor without reward is over forever. Anybody whose reward is hanging anywhere, I declare they are released right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Everybody whose reward is hanging anywhere, I declare their immediate release now. In the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Before the next 1 week, that thing that the enemy has held back, that reward, that result, that answer shall be released. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the solution to depression? Number one, are you ready for this? Determined to place your joy in the Lord, never in people or on things. Determined to place your joy in the Lord, never place your joy on people, in people or on things. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 said, rejoice in the Lord. Always, again I say, rejoice. Let God be the one to make you happy. Not your boss, not your father, not your husband, not your wife. Hello? Not your car, not your house. He didn't say rejoice in your car. He said rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your money. He said rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your house. He said rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your husband. Rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your wife. Because if you put your joy in your wife and your wife disappoints you, you want to die. If you put your joy in your husband and your husband disappoints you, you live a miserable life. Put your joy in your money and you lost money, it's as if you lost your life. Put your joy in your car. There are some people that have little accidents on the roads. They broke their windscreen or tire broke or something and they feel like dying. This car is saved so much to buy. Windscreen is gone. Would you prefer that? The headlamp is broken. Between the headlamp breaking and your eye breaking, which is better? When you see a man that is always almost excited, he is, his source of joy is not in things. Some people around me say that I just move about like a bundle. I make everybody around me to just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and just my wife. Everyone, just every time. Because I'm not bothered. As I am now, you can't find CC in my pocket. There are money. There are people who have to keep money to be watching. The money just have to be around. I traveled all the way to Venezuela in South America, and I forgot to carry 5 naira. I arrived in that country before I realized I didn't have 1 cc in my pocket. That is serious. Some of you cannot even go to Lugbe police checkpoint here without money. That's right. This uncle is talking to me from experience. He said, after dressing, you check your pocket to be sure. If you ask God, if you find God, ask him. If I want to go to area one now, and I can't find a vehicle, and I see Keke Napep, I have entered since. Apart from the fact of safety, you know, they can be easily. That is, see, place your joy in God. Nothing moves you. When human beings begin to behave so that they can make their behavior to cause you to be depressed, they are just wasting their time. You know, there are people who purposefully behave to make you feel unhappy. In fact, if you are not noticing what they are doing, they will draw your attention. They will do everything to make sure you are noticing that they want you to be unhappy. Their existence is to make people unhappy. If you can brutally ignore them and face Jehovah, their unhappiness will return back to sender. Am I communicating? There are husbands, until their wives are unhappy, they are not happy. There are wives, until their husbands are unhappy, they are not happy. Just face God brutally. Face God brutally. Place your joy in your worship, in your study, in your kingdom assignment, in the things that will please Jehovah. Place your joy in God. And it will make all the other things that people die for to look for you. When we're living in one room, toilet is outside. The first house we lived in this town was one room, toilet outside. Myself, medical doctor. My wife, medical doctor. Our baby was less than 2 years old at the time. Okay, one other person, relation, her own relation, and one other person that was like an assistant. It's inside one room. Toilet is outside, kitchen is outside. We visited that one room before our anniversary recently. You saw the picture of it. Maybe the ICT can show us. We stepped in there. Before you can take 2 steps, the room has ended. If I have to pray in the night, I have to step out of the room. We had a church boss that was also my church office. Pray brutally there, then return back to the room. You are under pressure to ease yourself. Open the door, no matter the time of the night, and go outside. Toilet was with about 10 or 12 people using the same toilet, the same kitchen. If I step out of that room in the morning, knock my shoe, not my tie, you will never know where I'm coming from. No trace, no reflection. And I can tell you, you can ask God, I am not more excited now than then. No. Anybody who knew me then and know me now, the fire is the same. The dancing, except that some new steps have been added.
Ay, 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 ay.
If we were suffering, I wasn't aware. Any other person may be aware, but I wasn't aware. If we forgot our load in Jos. In the house we live in Jos, we had two accommodations. One in one hospital. I was working in one, my wife was working in another, and we had two accommodations. It was after 1 year that we returned to see our load. Some things had been vandalized. But it didn't matter. Because of a donation. See, place your joy in that. There is nothing to me now that is a testimony. Including a warplane. This can't be a testimony. Take your joy off these things. And let God know you are my source of joy. And let every devil who wants to depress you go to hell. Lift your right hand and say, even though the fig tree failed to blossom and there is no fruit in the vine and the labor of the olive perish, yet I will rejoice. Yet I will rejoice. Not I will rejoice in my car. I will rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 18 and 19. I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will join the God of my salvation. From this moment forward, there are people who are looking forward to see your unhappiness so they can confirm that what they are doing against you is succeeding. They are just happy to see you unhappy. In fact, I saw her face in church last time. Was not smiling at all. It's good for her. I saw his face the other day. He was squeezing. He hasn't seen anything yet. Then they will just be passing their bone in for you. Didn't do anything. Your only offense is that you are alive. Your only offense is that you are believing in God. Your only offense is that you believe that there is a future for you. But that devil is a bastard. Who is he that saith a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? I announce to someone here today, the devil that is trying to frustrate you is the one that shall be frustrated. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Determine to place your joy in the Lord, never in people or in things. Number two, continuously fill your heart with the word. Fill your heart, fill your life with the word. Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16. Say, your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. Your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Eat the word. Feed on the word. Stuff yourself with the word. The word that is preached. The word that is taught. The one you read by yourself. Just stuff yourself in the word. The word is a therapy against depression. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Number three, saturate your climate with the garment of praise. Saturate your climate with the garment of praise. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3. He said to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So you carry the garment of praise. Saturate your climate with the garment of joy.
worship, praise. Whether you are singing it by yourself or your climate is saturated, and beware of the kind of music you listen to. There are people who have committed suicide or done some violent crimes by listening to certain music, some heavy metal music in those days and other forms of terrible music. That is to saturate your climate with the garment of praise. Number four, disconnect from agents of depression. Proverbs 13, 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with the depressed shall be depressed. Anyone who fuel the flames of depression, run from them. Run from them. Run from them. Disconnect from agents of depression. That was number four. Was that number four? Number five, discontinue with forces of contention and depression. Contention and depression. Every force contending with your joy, where possible, where necessary, disconnect. Where possible, where necessary. Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 15. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated, there was a separation from Lot, an agent of contention. If you read from verse 1, you will see how Lot was striving and contending with Abraham. And Abraham's lot and destiny could not open up until he was disconnected. Am I communicating? Let me say this to you. If there is an environment you live that permanently puts your joy under pressure, every time you appear there, you lost your peace. The behavior of everybody there just fights your joy. Those are not the kind of situation to pray about. Those are situations to act about. That is, as you are driving home, your heart is beating. The climate is tense. The behavior of the people is abnormal. There is nowhere it is written that when thou hast paid house rent, thou must not change the house. Your joy is so important that you cannot allow anything to tamper with it. Am I communicating? There is a work environment that, if necessary, needs to be changed. Everything there is against your joy, against your peace, against your life. Those are not the kind of places to pray for the place to change. There are places you can pray, but there are places where the whole system and the setting is contrary to everything you are. It's like praying for Pharaoh to change. Am I communicating? Yes, sir. In that kind of circumstance, the prayer to pray is, Lord, open another job. Show me the way out. So that I don't just throw in the resignation and then begin to regret later and begin to suffer later. Open for me a new door. Open for me a new door. Open for me a new door. And when that new door is open,
You stepped out to protect your job. That's what they are passing through. There is a place where the 50,000 they are paying you will give you more peace of mind than the 250,000 of the other place. Where the 250,000 of the other place, you can die before your time. But that will never be your portion.
There is somebody who gives you money, and in exchange for the money is insult.
Take this assistance with your big head. Somebody say, God forbid. It's better to be without such money than to be continuously exposed to such insults because you are giving something. There are relationships to step out of. Whether it is friendship relationship or relationship that is quote unquote leading to marriage.
Every time you and your so-called fiancé or whatever mate, it is quarrel. Everything leads to quarrel. Your so-called friend. It's all the time contention, argument.
Sister, brother, oh boy. Friendship is not by force. It is by choice. We were commanded to love, but never commanded to be friend.
Love is a command.
Relationship is a choice. It's better to be single until the right man comes than to enter into management relationship that will end in a regrettable end. Am I communicating? Husband, wife, marriage is workable. It's workable. But instead of putting anybody under permanent lifetime pressure, it's better to be alive without a marriage than to die of hypertension or die of abuse because of a marriage. Don't just allow anything to tamper with your joy. I greet you, you refuse to answer me. I greet you, you refuse to answer me. I greet you, you refuse to answer me. Next time I see you, I will face my front.
In fact, I will avoid an encounter so that nobody say I saw you, I didn't greet you. I'll just avoid you and I will avoid it because I respect myself. If you don't respect me, I respect myself. If you don't value me, I value myself. If I don't matter to you, I matter to myself. Carry your attitude and face your life. I won't surrender my life to you for you to tolerate me. I won't give you such a luxury. I won't give you such a luxury. I can't give you such power over my life. You don't value me. I value me too much.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say louder amen. Amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Amen. Somebody say a believer say amen. Amen. Be the friend of people by mutual decision. Don't force yourself on anybody. And let nobody force themselves on you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Did you hear what I just said today? Can we say it again? Seven. I mean, can we look at all those points? Well, what did I say? Number one, you will do. Determined to place your joy in the Lord, not in people, not in things. Number two, continually fill your heart with the word. Number three, saturate your climate with a garment of praise. Number four, disconnect from agents of depression. Number five, discontinue with forces of contention and depression. Number six, avoid the temptation of isolation. There are people who get so depressed and they avoid everybody. They avoid God, avoid everybody. I call it the temptation of isolation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14 and in verse 20, Paul the Apostle was stoned and left to die. But the disciples stood round about him and he rose up. And he came into the city. Who surrounds you determines what you can survive. Don't forget it. Your surrounding determines your survival. Avoid the temptation of isolation.
Because I studied the scripture and I realized that isolation is the step before destruction. Before the devil destroys people, he isolates them.
No need to go to church anymore. Nobody loves me in church. No need to talk to anybody. Nobody can help me. That's not correct. For everyone who failed you, there is somebody who will not fail.
For everyone who don't believe in you, there is somebody who believes in you.
For every upper, there is a Ruth. Upper forsook Naomi. Ruth clave to Naomi.
For every Judas Iscariot, there is a John the Beloved. Judas sold Jesus and betrayed him. John followed him to the foot of the cross. Avoid the temptation of isolation. People commit suicide when they don't want to talk to anybody. They write a note. May you not suffer alone. Amen. And may God surround you with the right people. Amen. And you shall fulfill your days. 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 Amen. And you shall fulfill your days.
Someone say amen. At times, just one phone call, just one text message. It's enough. Finally, number seven, continually sow the seeds of joy and excitement in the lives of others. Sow it. The seeds of joy, the seeds of excitement into the lives of others. When the devil tries to make you unhappy, look for somebody to make happy. Send a text message to someone. Find out about their welfare. Somebody is single like yourself. Call them. How are you doing? I just wanted to check up on you to let you know it is well with you. Your expectation will soon come to pass. God has not forgotten you. You cannot lack joy if you sow joy. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. One of my major assignments is to make people happy. Fulfill your destiny. I hate it with a passion when I come across people who are experts in taking joy from other people. I hate it with a passion. And God has helped me anywhere I go in the world. Joy, excitement. People receive you happily and you release upon them joy excitedly. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen.
Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen.
Even before today is over, look for somebody and sow into their lives the seed of joy. I'm so happy when I see people wear things I give to them. The other day, I saw somebody wearing my shoe that I gave to him. Brand new shoe. That shoe, new one, should be over 100,000. Somebody gave to me. And I gave it to him. And he was shining so much in it and just enjoying his life. And feeling himself. And I told him, I said, if you do too much, guy, in this thing, I'll collect it back. You do too much, guy, in this, and I can collect it back. Hallelujah. Don't just be into yourself. To live for self is to live for small. Selfish life is joyless life. Selfish living is joyless living. Don't just continuously think over yourself and your problems and your issues. Don't continuously. Just reach beyond yourself and see how life will change. What I'm saying, try it today. Send a text message to someone, a call to somebody who needs it, who you know is passing through something. See how supernaturally God will organize and orchestrate for joy, and joyful things and exciting things to happen for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said the last one, let me add the final one. And if while I'm talking another one comes, it will become the final. Number 8. Never lose your faith in God, because there is a connection between faith and joy. Faith. Permanently keep your faith in God alive. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. He said, whom, even though we have not seen him, we love. In whom, even though we have not seen him yet, believing, that is faith, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. With joy, when you believe, you rejoice. Every time your faith comes alive, your joy comes alive. Depression is proof of unbelief. There is something you don't believe God can do. You are depressed, you are sad because you believe something cannot happen for you. Believing. Against faith, Abraham believed against hope, he believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Today, everyone whose faith is under attack, I declare that attack arrested. Amen. Somebody shout aloud, amen.
How many of you believe that there is a future for you? You believe that things must change for you? You believe that your life cannot remain the way it is? And no devil can tamper with your joy? If you believe that, then you stand on your feet with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory.
Hallelujah.